The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
You want some bad news, Michael?
No.
What are you asking me?
You're the guru of the gray matter. I figured if anybody had it, you'd have the answer.
I can't give you any direction.
I think I'm going to have to change this channel. I'm sorry.
You're completely wrong.
I refuse to be wrong on two calls in a row.
Tell me I'm spot on or tell me I'm crazy as I'll get out.
I have no idea.
I have a six-month-old, so we'll be raising him according to Dr. Ray.
Talk about being a winner.
So, you want my question?
You ain't making any sense.
You're absolutely right. I just needed confirmation.
So what are you going to do about it, Dawn?
I'm calling you.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
Some of you folks call in, and basically the theme of your call is lax parenting. And, you know, a short period of time we have to talk, a radio call. I'll do my best to get you past being a lax parent. You will be an ex-lax parent. But hopefully that'll help in the potty training. Nice to have you here, Dr. Ray Granny. Oh, don't give me an email, please. Dr. Ray, we're eating lunch during your show. Well, look, if listening to my show doesn't give you indigestion otherwise, then that weak attempt at a joke is not going to be a problem. Real nice to have you with me. I really got to thank the folks in Loveland. Yeah, they told me, a little town like 26 miles from Cincinnati, Sacred Heart Radio Turf, they told me that they have a big St. Valentine's Day festival. That's their big festival because Loveland, okay? Now, they've had some problems. They've had some, you know, even small town America is getting some infiltration of difficulties, so they're going to have to change their name to Likeland or Okayland. 877-573-7825, 877-57-EQUAL. That is the number to call to get onto the program. How? Why? Well, your decision. Most common reason is there's something in your life that you just want to bounce off me. And at my age, don't throw too hard because I'm getting a little brittle. Also, if you have a comment, we had some comments yesterday on previous callers, helpful comments, things that you shared. Keep in mind, you know, you can help my vast listening audience of it. It wobbles. It goes up and down. I try to break the 200 people mark. That's been tough. That's really been tough. Move into summer. It goes down, but we're out of summer now, and hopefully we get past that 200 mark. I've been asking my wife to get the kids to listen. That's a struggle uphill. So 877-573-7825. I would definitely very much like to hear from you. If you have a question about a kid. I know I couldn't get through. I was trying. Talk to the woman. Anyway, a question about a kid, question about relationship. We get a lot of relationship questions. Actually, we get more over 21 type questions than we do under 21. That's true. When people introduce me for talks, they'll say, well, his radio show and he talks about families and kids. Yeah, kind of. But if we did an actual grouping of calls, I'm going to say that this 65% have to do with what you might call life issues. So, 877-573-7825. All right. Now, once again, I'm going to make this announcement every time I'm here. Excuse me. We are headed up to Fargo, North Dakota. Redeemer Radio. I'm sorry. Why did I say Redeemer? It's the R. Real Presence Radio up there in Fargo. Wonderful network. What do they got? 25, 26 stations? Maybe more. I don't know. They keep adding. Got it. Just a quick aside. The last speaking engagement I did before they shut down our lives because of COVID was in, I believe, Bismarck. They had a very large pledge banquet, support banquet, 800 people, lots of people. I was in the back of the room, hawking books, you know, books here, get your books here. And I didn't know, I was sick. And I the first time in probably, I can't remember when I lost my voice. And it was very weak, very shaky. And I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I couldn't shake this thing. And I had been on a cruise, and we were told on this cruise, this was January of 2020, and when I think I went to Bismarck, it was February of 2020. I just, 3 weeks, a cough like I'd never had before. My daughter, who's a nurse, said, "Pop, I'm taking you to the emergency room." Come on, Sari, I don't want to go to the emergency room. I started whining, you know. All right. So we went, and they tested me for the flu. They said, "You don't have the flu. We don't know what it is, but it's some kind of upper respiratory infection." Oh. Well, of course, all the stuff on COVID came out, and probably that's what it was. But the interesting thing about that is I didn't know what it was. And I, in the back of the room, I must have shook hands with, I don't know, 100 people, maybe. I think I infected Bismarck. Actually, I didn't, because they found out later you can't really pass it through contact. You know, man, it's all wash off your lettuce leaves, wipe your steps down, make sure you spray off your shoes, all of that. So given that, but I did shake hands with all those folks, but I was in close proximity of them, and I didn't know what I had, didn't know what it was, but that was the last talk I gave probably for about 8 months. It's wild. I had to send my wife out to get a job. Come on. We had 10 kids. Come on, Randy, work for a living. Let's go. What do you do all day? All right. We are at Real Presence Land in Fargo, North Dakota, on October 23 and 24. Lynn, if you're listening, and I don't know if she is. She's the big guru there. Lynn, did I send you a 30-second spot? Let me know. If I did, I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. This is happening more. Wednesday and Thursday, October 23 and 24, we will be taping 4 shows, Living Right with Dr. Ray, season number 14, EWTN, Global Catholic Television Network. It's been a delight to be associated with them so very long. If you want to sign up, because the audience makes the show, I've said this over and over again, it is before a live audience. You ask questions. You are part of our bits. You do a lot of things with us. You make it. And the bigger the audience, the better, because the energy level's higher. So that's wonderful. RealPresenceRadio.com is where you go. And / Living Right with Dr. Ray. And then you can sign up. The shows, I believe, air at 5:30 and 7:15 both nights, October 23-24. Don't have to worry about trick-or-treating. Because I know if it was on trick-or-treating, I wouldn't be there. Not because I have to guard our house, because I go out trick-or-treating. I do, you know. I do. Okay. You can come up for 1 show, 2 shows, 3 shows, 4 shows, bring the kids, anything. We would be delighted to have you. All right? So, enough of that announcement, and I just basically blew away the whole first 9 minutes of this with no opening monologue. Well, I'm going to at least give you something. It's not going to be an opening monologue, but it will be something hopefully you can chomp into. How easily are you hurt? And I don't mean by somebody kicking you. I mean by words. You know as well as I do, 99.99% of your hurts are not because you're playing football and you got hit by the side or somebody, like your 4-year-old grandson, kicked you in the shin. Not that kind of hurt. I'm talking word hurt. How easy are you hurt? And if you're hurt a lot, you got to ask yourself some tough questions. Is it me? And by that, I don't mean you're provoking people to say hurtful things. What I mean is, have you become too sensitive? Dr. Ray, people can hurt with their words. They really do. Look at James. The mouth's like a rudder on a ship. That's true. Yeah, the mouth can be nasty. But James is James is telling us not to do that. What I'm saying is the receiver of us. If you get hurt easily, are you kind of demanding that people shouldn't do that to you? Well, they shouldn't. And I want to say, this is, don't take it wrong. Says who? They do. People can say all kinds of hurtful things. But it just hurts. You know why it hurts so much? Because you want them to think more highly of you. I forget which saint had the prayer. It was a wonderful prayer. Something to the effect, and I'm going to butcher it. Lord, help me to think more highly of others than of myself. And when you do that, you're not as easily hurt. The words don't have the sting that they used to have. And the only thing you got to worry about is it true? It's the only thing you got to worry about. Oh, well. That's going to be fodder for a future monologue, much more detailed at some point. 877-57-EQUAL is the number. 877-573-7825. Definitely want to hear from you about stuff. That's a guy word.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents the full story of a hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, the Father Flanagan story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Just got the word from Andrew Brucek, my producer man, and he always looks up stuff. Kind of like, he's kind of like the guy. You ever notice when the play-by-play announcers are calling a ball game, and they'll say, "Okay, the count is 2-2," and he came up in 2004. His first year, he batted .322, but then after that, he struggled because he was. You think, where they don't know this stuff? That's right, because they got a researcher standing next to him who looks all this stuff up and feeds them stuff. And that's what Andrew does. And I was just told that Saskatchewan means swift flowing, from the two words Saskatch, swift, and chew on, which means eating, or I'm not sure. Simon, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
Well, nothing gaining on me.
Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, sir.
So my question for you there, Dr. A, is what is, I'm a practicing Catholic, just so you know, and I love my faith, love Jesus. My question for you today is, opinion on physical discipline.
Yeah.
For children. Because I have right now two boys. One is 4 and one is 2. And I have a daughter that's 4 months old. Just wondering, what's your opinion on physical discipline and if it should be used? Is it okay or what?
Simon, you got a bigger problem.
A bigger problem?
Yeah, you do. It's your 4-month-old daughter. By the time she's 3, she'll pretty much be in charge of your 2 older boys. That's the way it'll be. And she'll recognize every single thing they do wrong and how she is superior because she's more mature at age 3 than your son is at age 6 or 7. They just notice that. And she'll take notes and she'll bring them to you. And she'll say, "Dad, I thought you might be interested in this information." Anyway, okay, I exaggerate, kind of, sort of. Simon, the thing is, my opinion about spanking doesn't matter. Because whatever I would say, it's just one guy who, yeah, has more experience with families than the average bear, but it's still an opinion. I will share with you what the research says. And it's going to make some people mad, and I'm just reporting the research. I am not saying do it or don't do it. That's up to you. Yes, the research says, when done under control, in a loving home, spanking does not breed aggressive children. It does not send a message, might makes right. It does not teach them to solve problems through force. It is not a form of child abuse. None of those indictments are supported. Now, that said, I think it's safe to say that about 98.2653% of experts, are violently opposed to spanking. Just think it's awful, terrible. Matter of fact, Simon, I saw a survey some years back. They phrased it a certain way, but I think it's get the answer they want. Here was the question. Which is worse, adultery in a marriage or hitting a child? What do you think the people polled said?
I would say they probably said spanking a child, but I'd say it's the other one. But
oh, of course it's the other one. But again, notice how they put it, hitting a child. Well, what are they talking about, punching somebody in the head? A swat on the bottom? What are they talking about? I've got a book where I've really taken apart this whole spanking issue. And to summarize, it would be tough. But I think you can say this. When done by loving parents in a loving home, not as the main discipline, your little 4-year-old misbehaves way too much for you to use spanking consistently. You'd have to spank the poor little guy 8 times a day. You can't do that. Spanking's like a spice. If you're going to do it, you are controlled, and you use it selectively as a parent.
Yeah.
I did a book. The second book I wrote was called Back to the Family. And we interviewed strong families in all 50 states. They were nominated by National State Teachers of the Year as having the best kids, model children, responsible, moral, mature, beautifully raised. And we asked the parents, there was a whole chapter on spanking in the book, do you spank? Have you spanked? Will you spank? 70% of them said yes. And again, it was go ahead, Simon.
So what I'm seeing is, like, when he goes to school and stuff, the teachers are quite impressed. Great student, great kid. This is the 4-year-old. Then he comes home and he's a little bit more, you know, like spunky. You know what I mean? He's doesn't listen as good. But with everybody that isn't his parents, no problem.
Yeah, that's routine.
But then I just give him a little spank on the back of the head. Not hard, you know, nothing abusive. But just a little, hey, snap out of it, and then he starts thinking. And then sometimes, you know, he grabs me or something, and he's like, he just plays around. And I said, do you really want to do that? then he backs off. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's a SWAT that's doing anything. I think it's you're kind of sending a truncated message. Don't do that. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I would suggest, rather than that, and only because I think it's going to be more effective, use the corner. Send him to the corner. If he doesn't listen, he goes to the corner. It's that simple. The corner is...
That works for me, for my mom, when she did that to me and my mom.
Yeah. And it's much more durable. It's much more long-lasting. You can time it however you wish. You can use it 8, 10, 12 times a day if you had to. You know, you can't give them a bop 8, 10, 12 times a day.
No.
But the interesting thing about this is the experts speak as though it is a given that if you, under any circumstances, if you swat a child's bottom, you are just so throwback Neanderthal as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
American Academy of Pediatrics did a mega analysis of the research. This was some years back. They concluded, they said, well, we can't conclude that spanking in a good context does these things. And then they said, but we're against it anyway. Okay, well, go ahead, be against it. And the thing I don't like is that someone like yourself who has swatted bottoms, and I did too back when the kids were little, you're all of a sudden made to feel you're just evil. You're just horrible. You're awful. And it's all based upon so many experts telling you on the basis of their theories and very faulty research. One time I got this question in a talk that I gave. And I got a message back and said, are you not aware there are so many studies that corporal punishment causes all kinds of problems with children? Did you know that 93% of inmates admitted to having been hit growing up? And I'll say, yeah, of course. But 82% of them didn't have fathers. And probably 90% of them weren't given any kind of stable upbringing. And probably 95% of them were hit, but it was out of frustration. It was out of anger. It was overdone. See, that's what they do. That's the tricky part of it. I'll leave you with this, Simon. I could do a whole workshop on this. 100 years ago, let's go back 150. What was parents' main discipline?
I would say physical, probably.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just physical with a SWAT. It was switches. It was belts.
Stick.
Yeah, stick. Yeah, absolutely. It was. Now, we don't do that. And I'm not saying we should. However, the people who say spanking in and of itself, whether done by Simon or Ray Guarendi or the most loving parent in the world, in and of itself, it breeds aggressive, problem-oriented children. They have to account for 150 years ago, given the way the bulk of children were really over-the-top disciplined, the statistics on crime, the statistics on out-of-control conduct in schools, the statistics measuring every form of aggression were dramatically lower. Why? Now, somebody would say, well, that's not fair, Dr. Ray. You're comparing apples and oranges. That was a very different time. This is quite a different time. Yes, that's exactly my point. It was a very different time, and what they did, we would consider very wrong, and perhaps rightly so.
Yeah.
But it didn't do all the things that people would say Simon would do if he swats his little guy's bottom. There's the difference. It's a logic problem. Simon, thank you. I know you gave me a chance just to ramble on, but this spanking thing has so many aspects to it. So many. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call. And hey, if you don't spank, good for you. It's up to you. Go ahead. 877-57-EQUAL. Want to hear from you.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It is really important to make time for silence or to listen to peaceful music within that silence if it helps you pray, which it does me. And how interesting that scripture is filled with different reminders about silence. And the natural law shows us that what, once again, scripture is telling us is absolutely true. For example, according to health experts, silence may help you in several ways, including lowering your blood pressure, improving concentration and focus, calming racing thoughts, and stimulating brain growth. Our Blessed Mother knew this. We see this in scripture repeatedly, and Mary pondered this in her heart.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
What qualifies as a valid marriage in the eyes of the Catholic Church? The Catechism tells us there are certain requirements that must be present or the marriage is not a true sacrament. The requirements are as follows. The marriage must be between a baptized man and a baptized woman who are free to contract marriage and who freely express their consent. The Catechism defines freedom to contract as not being under constraint and not impeded by any natural or ecclesiastical law. The exchange of consent between the spouses is considered by the Church to be the most indispensable element of a valid marriage. According to the Catechism, the consent must be an act of the will of each party, free of coercion or grave external fear. If this freedom is lacking, the marriage is not valid. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Get to your calls momentarily. Congratulations going out. Great EWTN radio partner, St. Therese Radio, serving Abilene, Texas. 9 years. 9 years on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Congratulations to Kate Wilson and her great team at KGIH in Abilene. And by the way, Abilene seems to be from a passage in the Bible, meaning grassy plains. Now, here's the passage. It's in Luke. Andrew, is this right? This looks like Luke chapter 1 as opposed to Luke 3. That's 3:1? Okay. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. Whoa. It's wild. Grassy plains. All right, let's see what we can do to help. Lily, my granddaughter's name. Hi, Lily.
Hi, how are you, doctor? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling. You're up, ma'am.
Okay, my question is, I have a son, he's 16 years old, and he got hooked into smoking pot, and lately we find out he's vaping. The problem for us has been that we have tried everything. We have tried, we're switching, he's a very smart kid, he doesn't give us trouble. He listens, he obeys, he does.
Wait a minute, Lily. Hold on a second, dear. He doesn't obey. You've asked him not to smoke.
On that part.
Dope, and he does.
On that part.
This is the old, he's a good kid overall, not on drugs. And yeah, he is on drugs.
Exactly. So he has straight A's, honor rolls, AP classes. We try talking to him, explaining to him. And he always goes back to, Mom, this is not the thing I do. He's very advanced in his classes. So we did
Lily, where's he getting, Lily, where's he getting the marijuana?
We don't know.
Does he have a car? Does he drive?
He doesn't. He doesn't. And he's always at home. We just don't understand.
Who's he hanging with?
And we thought he was getting
Lily,
it from public school.
Lily, who's he hang with?
He only has a couple new friends because we just moved him to a Catholic school.
Well, he's getting it from somewhere.
So he's not.
Okay, Lily, he's getting it from somewhere.
We cannot figure it out.
Okay, all right, let me help you. First of all, you've talked yourself blue in the face. End it. You're going to have to tell him, we can't trust you, son. And because we love you so much, we don't want you to do this, not only because it's illegal. Well, yeah, I think it is.
Yes.
Even in California, when you're under 18, I guess it is. And also because the marijuana now is dangerous. It's very dangerous because it's usually laced with stuff, and it's very potent. And there is now evidence coming out that some vulnerable people can be thrown into psychosis, a serious mental disorder that sometimes they don't recover from because of what's in the marijuana. So.
Hello?
Yes. You still there? You're breaking up all over the place.
Yeah, I'm still.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Breaking up is so hard to do. So given that, Lily, tell your son you haven't listened to us, son. Now you have made us watch your every move, which means we are going to constrict where you go, who you're with, what you're doing. We've got to stop it. We can't let you do this to yourself. We are allowing you to harm yourself. We can't do that. Now, if he says, Lily, I get good grades. I'm never in any trouble. I don't give you any problem. You say, yes, that's right. That's very good. And we want to keep it that way. So, Lily, you're going to have to take action. And you're probably going to have to take very clear, firm action and restrict him. Because if not, he's going to just continue to do it because he thinks you're wrong. And he thinks that what he's doing is just fine and it's not a problem and it isn't going to hurt him. So you have to decide what you want to do about that. But if it were my son and he's doing that, that's it. I'd say I have to be aware of your whereabouts at all times. And for the most part, you're not going to go anywhere where I think that there's a possibility that somebody's going to give you this stuff. Time for talk is over, Lily. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and
okay, I'll let
you.
All right, say one more thing. Go ahead. What you got, lady? Did she go, Andrew? Okay. Ed from Delaware. Ed.
Hello there. Hello.
There you go. All right. You sure you heard that on my show, Ed?
Yes, a lady called in saying, and you were talking about voting and like things that were non-negotiable and so forth. And she got on a rant about how terrible one of the candidates is toward immigrants, and she considered that life-threatening or something to that effect. This mm-hmm. was maybe a week or more ago. I don't
sure.
remember when.
Sure.
And then I just heard on EWTN News a few days ago about the Pope's comments about that, saying basically that the way I read the comment was that abortion and being not against immigration, but not allowing immigrants in is almost equivalent, that that's life threatening to the immigrants if they can't get into the country. And then I had one more comment. And before you go into that, you said something about people get hurt by words. And of course, that's very true. But I can't remember the last time, and people have said things to me that really hurt my feelings. Does that make me abnormal? I'll take a yes or no on that.
No, but it doesn't mean it's good.
Oh, thank you. I needed that.
So let me address your first question here, and then because you bring up a great point on the other one. I remember the call, Ed. And yes, she was. I got the impression she really didn't listen to Catholic media, and her view. And I think she said she was Catholic, and her view was the old. This is one big cloth.
Right.
And you have to look at the whole cloth. Now, here's the difference. I don't know what the Pope said. I can't comment on it, and I'm not going to. But here's okay. one thing I would say. You said that not welcoming an immigrant has been considered the same as putting their lives at risk.
Correct.
In abortion, there is no life at risk. It's automatic.
That's right.
It's 100%. Yes. Stay there, Ed. Yes. We can talk some more. Don't go away. 877-573-7825. This is Dr. A. 877-57-EQUAL. Come on. Call in. Argue with me. I would like that.
Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I Can't Get No Satisfaction is a popular song, but it could be a summary of our life on earth. In the book of Genesis, we hear that we're made in the image and likeness of God. That means that we can know the truth and we can choose to do good to others. We can love. It comes to fulfillment in the Sermon on the Mount where we hear these Beatitudes. It's the standard of the Christian life. Jesus tells us that if we hear what he says and do what he tells us to do, we will be like wise people who build our house on solid rock. But we make progress towards happiness and blessedness by our actions, and it starts with our interior disposition, what we want to choose. Do you and I hunger and thirst for those things that will lead us to happiness and to God? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
For more about the Beatitudes, visit EWTNRC.com.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
Here's the new challenge. At least 1 hour a week in front of the Blessed Sacrament with the goal of an hour a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I had a guy come up to me and he says, Father, you know, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm in a men's fellowship. I pray with my wife every day. I go to Mass every Sunday and usually a couple times during the week. I read scripture. He goes, I want more. I said, do you pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament? He said, outside of Mass, no. I said, I think that's the more. See, all these saints, these are the ones who surround us. These are the ones who ran before us. These are the ones who fought well, who kept the faith. They would tell you, as would every single saint in heaven right now, you cannot run this race if you don't spend time with the Master. Whatever else we're doing, it's second, third, and fourth. First things need to be first. And the first thing is to be with the Master, and the Master is Jesus.
There's three instruments I think you can't be depressed with. One is a banjo. One is a string. Tom Price would know that. If he's listening, he listens about maybe every 2 minutes. But I forget the name of the electric something. And also a harmonica. Those are the three that you can't be depressed with. I'm talking to Ed from Delaware. Some weeks ago, a caller called in and was very upset. She was correcting me about the Ohio amendment, which essentially, because of its language being so vague, will allow abortion all the way up to the day of birth, which really is infanticide. Actually, it's infanticide all the way through pregnancy, but many people recognize it more clearly as infanticide when the baby is actually being born and it's killed. And that happens a lot. It's not the main thing, but it's in the thousands. So, Ed, you still there?
I am here.
Okay, sir. To recap, the controversial comment, and I didn't hear it, and I don't know how to understand it or how it was translated or whatever. But let me just take it as a generic comment, not necessarily from our Pope. The idea that...
I can read it to you. I'm looking at it right now. It says Pope Francis on September 13th said that Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump hold positions that are against life due to their respective stance on abortion and immigration, and called Catholics to use their conscience to discern which candidate to vote for.
No comment.
Okay.
However, right. I will say this.
Okay.
The idea that automatically, if we vet people wanting to enter our country, it is a given that we are automatically against welcoming people from other countries is a broad brush comment, because we know people are coming in for wrong reasons, for intent to hurt. We know that. We've got plenty of evidence on this. So the idea Correct. That if you don't welcome anyone who wants to come in here, somehow, some way, you are anti-life. That makes no sense. So, first thing, for the people who say, well, you know, you don't welcome somebody coming here as an immigrant who wants to come in just because they want to come in, then that's equivalent to abortion. You are risking their well-being. My response to that is, let's look at this logically. I don't want to look at it from a religious perspective. Look at it logically. There's no risk to the baby in abortion. It's not a risk. It's a done deal. Child's killed. That's it.
Correct.
It's 100%.
Correct.
Now, the question becomes, well, what is the risk of an immigrant's well-being? Well, we don't know that. We don't know their circumstances. We don't know what they're coming from. We don't know why most of them are coming in. Yeah, they're claiming asylum, but you don't know that. They know you claim asylum, you get in. So we don't know. And furthermore, interestingly enough, the United States has offered an awful lot of social nets for people coming into the country illegally. They have, all over the place. So I personally do not understand when somebody equates killing a baby with unregulated allowing anyone for any reason to come into our country, no matter their intent. I don't understand this. It's not a religious question. It's just a common sense, logical question. I don't get it. This is not a matter of, well, you're conservative. That has nothing to do with it. And you know, the irony is, this is such a funny irony. So many of the people who are wide open borders live behind fences. Well, wait a minute. You know, come on, now. They just want to come in and have your house. Why not?
I know.
That's it. Let's go to your second question.
Yeah. Let me say one thing about that first. It's not that I am totally ambivalent to someone saying something negative that would hurt my feelings. I certainly process it, but it doesn't. It almost never will affect my behavior or my outcome from that. It's well, not it, that it didn't hurt me.
You know what it does? It confuses people. Because
yeah, it does.
The reality is, one particular political party flat out is running their campaign. Their number one issue is unrestricted abortion all the way to birth, everywhere, anytime, completely.
Right.
So
a
thinking Catholic, a faithful Catholic has to say, whoa. Now, when people say, that's only one issue, I want to say, well, what if the candidate said that rape is okay under certain circumstances, but everything else you agreed with, would you vote for him? Well, no, that's ridiculous. Exactly.
Right.
You are a one-issue voter. It just depends on the issue.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Back to your feelings get hurt.
Yes.
I think the question becomes, how easily do they get hurt? If in many cases, when we get hurt, it's because we think we didn't deserve that. They shouldn't have said that to us or about us. I'm a better person than that. I don't do that. That's not true. Why are they doing that? That's what we do. We take it like their assault was completely and totally undeserved. Well, it may have been. But so what? They can say whatever they want, and you can't do a thing about it. Our Lord deserved no hurt whatsoever. Look at the stuff they said about him. Yeah, he drives demons out by the power of Satan, you know that? They said all kinds of stuff, ultimately killing him. That's the ultimate hurt. So if he's perfect and he's getting those kinds of things said toward him, who do we think we are? That's in large part why I can do this show. Because there are going to be people who disagree with you. There's going to be people who attack you. There's going to be people who totally mishear what you said. And there's a part of me that says, so what? I don't care. If they have a legitimate point, I'll consider it. But if it's
correct.
Yeah, I'll consider it.
That's how I feel about this.
Yeah, I'm not going to be oblivious.
No, I think just that way. So, by the way, I think your sense of humor is awesome. I don't know that everybody gets it, but I think that's one of your very good traits is your sense of humor.
Ed, before I came on the Catholic Radio Network, I was a heavy public speaker. I spoke maybe 100 to 120 times a year, and the humor in the talks is 10 times the humor on the radio.
Oh, that must have been great.
I still do. I mean, I still speak. Okay. And
I know.
I spoke last night, and a lady came up to me and said, that's some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Because that's what I did for a living before the radio. And the reason they called me on the radio was because somebody heard a talk somewhere and said, this guy might be good on the radio. But the humor is in the talks, but the humor makes a point. It's not just a comedic rant. All the humor is
right.
Designed to make a point.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it's not comedy. It's actually humor that has some real significance behind it.
Corporate Travel, who does the Good News Marriage Cruise, associated with Ave Maria in a relationship. They contacted me, and I've been on the cruise several times and usually give a talk on marriage and family, maybe. Well, they contacted me, and they said they wanted me to replace their comedian that they had last year. They said, Ray, we want you to be the comedian. I said, okay, that's fine. I'll do that. I'm going to charge you by the word, though. You know, so anyway. Ed, thanks. I got to run. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome.
Evangeline, don't you go anywhere, dear. You're up next. When 8-year-old girls talk to me, I listen.
Hello, Steve Ray here. Hard to believe it's already been 20 years of leading Catholic pilgrimages. So we're going to celebrate with a Danube River cruise. We've chartered our own ship. We'll share meals and enjoy good Catholic fellowship together. We hope you can join us next June through Budapest, Vienna, Salzburg, Prague, and a whole lot more. But sign up quick. It's already more than half full.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the pilgrimage link.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents the full story of a hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, the Father Flanagan story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
He was a Jesuit, a cardinal, and a doctor of the church.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Robert Bellarmine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, including helping to draft two important catechisms that defended church teachings during the Protestant Revolt. Pope Clement VIII named Bellarmine a cardinal because, as the Pope put it, Bellarmine had not his equal for learning.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
I gotta admit, I'm a little confused. little Evangeline, 8 years old. She wants to go on the internet and she wants to have a fitness show. That's her mom. Mom said, talk to your dad. She said, well, I want to ask Dr. Ray. Now, she must think that I'm a little more flexible than dad. She got more of a chance of a yes with me. I don't know. Hi, Evangeline. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. So, I wanted your opinion because I listened to you and I feel inspired.
Well, Andrew, flag that one. That's a good one. Hold on to it. Well, honey, what makes you think that you know enough to have a fitness show?
Because I listen to a fitness show.
Okay. Well, you're learning. Do you think that the big grown-ups would look at somebody who's 8 years old and say, okay, I want to learn from her? Or do you think you'd have a better chance of getting a big audience if you were 19 or 20?
Well, the thing is, I'm not looking for to do it for grown-ups. I'm looking to do it for kids who look for kid-friendly exercises.
Oh. Hmm. Well, you know, honey, I think that would be your mom and dad's decision because there's a lot of people on the internet that are bad. And the way they might look at something is in a bad way. It would be dangerous for you as a little girl. So at this point, I think it's a wonderful idea, but I'll bet that you could do something like this better when you're older, a grown-up, young person, 19, 20, 21, and you could still do the same exercises for young people, 8, 9, 10-year-old people. You could do that. But at age 8, there are some parents who would allow that. I got a feeling your mom and dad wouldn't. Is that true?
Yeah, my dad's a helicopter parent, and my mom listens to someone called Brett Cooper.
Your dad's a helicopter parent. Where did you get that term?
My dad.
He told you that. He said, I'm a helicopter parent.
Yes.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, a parent who really looks out for their child.
You got that right, baby. Your daddy is there to protect you and watch over you. He's got your back, and he's going to say, I think now is not the time, Evangeline. That's a wonderful idea, but we're going to have to wait some years to let you grow up a little bit more.
Okay.
Will you be mad?
No, I'm fine.
You are. You sound awfully grown up for an 8-year-old. You're home during
really?
The day. Are you homeschooled?
Yeah, I'm homeschooled.
I thought so because you're home during the day and you're 8 years old. Now, if you were in school, you'd be a second grader or a third grader?
Yeah.
But I'll
I'm
bet
a
you're
a third grader.
I'll bet you're reading higher than that, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I'll bet you can read some pretty good-sized books.
Yeah. My mom says I'm a really fast reader.
What is your favorite books to read?
Redwall.
That's what my kids read. Redwall. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, sweetheart. I am so very happy to get a nice call from you. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister. She's 3 years old, and she's asleep right now.
All right. Well, remember how important a big sister is. Big sisters are really cool. I had a little sister. She was 2 years younger than me. And I had another sister that was 5 years younger than me. And, well, they were probably smarter than me because they were girls. Thank you, sweetheart. You tell your mama I said hi. This is Dr. Ray, ending on a beautiful call with little Evangeline, 8 years old, from New York. Hey, females, I'll take it. Any female wants to talk to me. I think that's nice. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for keeping me company. Thanks, Andrew Krucek, Eric Dumont, and EWTN Ave Maria Radio. Walk with God, any age.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook and Instagram. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.